Good morning, good morning, good morning to each of you. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Inglewood, California, and I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. Let us go to our Father in prayer. Father God, we just bless your name. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We thank you, God, because whom you have set free, we are free indeed. And so we thank you, God, for this, the Master's Call, and for allowing us to wake up early in the morning to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We ask that you would bless the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Patton. I pray for each and every person who is under the sound of my voice, that their lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as they begin this day. Father God, I pray that this call will go forth free, clear, uncontaminated, and unhindered in your name, O God. And so we will always be grateful and forever respectful and forever celebrating and honoring you, God, because if it was not for you, we would not be here. So we thank you, we bless you, we celebrate you, and we honor you, and we give you all the glory and all the praise and all the honor. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the magnificent and marvelous name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, I decree and declare these things to be so. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. And at this time, I would like to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Minister Kai. Happy birthday to you. Minister Kai, are you out there this morning?
I am here, my beautiful songbird. Thank you so much for that birthday wish. I appreciate you so much, woman of God.
We are celebrating Minister Kai. Yesterday was her birthday, so today we honor you, we celebrate you, and we love you here on the Master's Call for serving us in excellence in every single thing that you do, whether you're at work, whether you're at home, or you're driving the highways and byways. God loves you, and we love you too. So I hope that you will continue to celebrate your birthday on this day. Know that we love you and God loves you best. So I'm handing the platform over to you. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the sensational city of Stone Mountain, Georgia. And I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. And we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning to give God the praise, glory, and honor that is due him as we begin our day. Our TMC theme for this year is In 2018, Through Me, Supernatural Expectations, Demonstration, and Revelation is Being Fulfilled and Seen. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th. 2010 by two amazing and dynamic women of God. That's Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, who we call affectionately Dr. Dimples or Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know our God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start the call with prayer. We end the call with prayer. And we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. For those of you with cell phone networks that charge for the dial-in number, we do have an alternate bridge number, and that number is 716-293-9707. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Fridays, holidays included, and you can hear the current day's message by dialing the playback number, which is 712 432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. All messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our interactive website. That's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if you and host, as I am doing, or greet as Minister Tiffany did this morning, if you feel like God has given you a word for such a time as this, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and it is hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artist life that keep us moving to be informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and the topic will be diverticulitis. So we look forward to you joining that call after this one. Get ready, get ready, get ready for the Artist Life Regional Conference, July 6th through the 8th at the Houston Hobby Airport Marriott. For more information, please check your back office. So now I am going to get out of the way so that God's mouthpiece with the message for today can come forward and bless our softball. Today's messenger is none other than Dr. Thomasina Pickens. Dr. Thomasina is the founder of Real Word Ministries, Inc., is located in San Antonio, Texas. The Lord opened the doors of Real World Ministries in June of 2004, and she immediately became an outreach ministry, assisting the battered women's shelters, ministering under the bridge, Grace House, and many other places where hurting people reside. The prison ministry began in 2005 as the Lord began to send ex-offenders to her church home. The church is currently inside the prison, where we minister on a weekly basis to both male and female throughout the state of Texas. Dr. Thomasina is also a certified life, career, and transitional coach and obtained her certification through the Center for Credentialing and Education. She has a company, the Real Life Coaching Center, where she helps people transition in life. It is Dr. Thomasina's heart's desire to help both men and women to turn their lives around so that our homes will be restored. She states how it hurts her heart to see so many youth confused and with no direction due to their parents making a mistake. It is her heart's desire to reunite the families back together again. It is also Dr. Thomasina's desire to one day open the Real Hope Home, where she can bring families back together again and teach the mothers and fathers how to parent their children. I present to some and introduce to others Dr. Thomasina Pickens. Dr. Pickens, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
The floor is yours, woman of God.
Thank you, and happy birthday. Happy birthday. It's a joy to be with you all today. I pray that something is said that will touch your spirit and ignite you and get you excited about God, because God is truly excited about each and every one of us. Go with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 4. It's a very familiar passage of scripture. Matthew, chapter 4, we're going to look at verses 1 through 11. Amen. And happy 4th of July to everyone. This is a great day to be alive because God strategically assigned each one of us to wake up today. That excites me right there. He woke each one of us up today, so we know that there's purpose to us being here today. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 11 says, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, 'If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread.' Jesus answered, 'It is written, people do not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.' Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. Then Jesus answered, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give to you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended to him. And I want to talk just a few minutes about how to not allow anyone or anything to distract you from what God has rightfully given to you, to not allow anyone or anything to distract you from the blessings that God has already spoken and said were yours. You know, the enemy, he knows that he can't, he's very limited to what he can do. But one thing we do know, that he can talk us into losing our own inheritance. He can talk us out of the blessings and the benefits that God has for us. He can't take it from us, but he can talk us out of it. And so we got to be very careful and know who we're speaking to. There's going to be two types of people that come into your life on any given day, and it's those that came to build you and those that came to take from you. We have to have discernment. We have to be able to recognize who's who and which one is which. I don't care how Holy Ghost filled you are, you're going to be tempted and distracted by someone on any given day. And we have to be mindful of that so that we will know that God is for us and that we will know that this person can't take away what God has for me, because the word says that what he has for us, it is for us. No one can take it from us. But we have to be mindful of who we're speaking to, who we're sharing our visions with, who we're discussing things with. We have to know that this person may be coming to get information from me so that they can come back and discourage me at a later time. Be very careful who you're talking to in this hour. We see that the enemy, he's very busy in this hour. We know that he is a trickster, and we know that he's talking a lot of people out of their life. He's getting people to end their life way too soon. And so we got to be mindful of who he is, and knowing that he has no power and authority over us, but knowing how he comes and how he tries to trick. So understand, some people are sent to distract you. Some are sent to help you build. But you have to be able to determine who's who. When God gives you a vision or a plan for your life, stay focused on it. That's why it's so important for us to write. That's why I love that new concept of vision boards, where you're writing things down so that you can continue to look at it. You have your mind focused on it, and you're looking at it, and you're doing exactly what was shown to you, what God had already given you. You're following each step that he gave you. And it's very important that we not try to memorize it, but that we put it somewhere so we can reflect, we can go back to it to make sure that we're on track, making sure that we're doing exactly what we're supposed to do, and not letting anything discourage us, but staying focused and staying on track. That's what Jesus did in this passage of Scripture. The Bible is very clear that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. That was the whole purpose and plan. He was going to be tempted. And this passage of Scripture, it happened so that we could be inspired to understand that God is going to allow people to come into our lives and tempt us and distract us. He's going to allow that to happen. But we have to keep standing and know who God is and know what God has spoken into our heart and know what God is going to do just for us, and not going back and forth and not one day being, you know, with God, the next day walking away from God, one day being encouraged, the next second discouraged. You know, you have to continue. Apostle Paul said it best, you know, you have to encourage yourself. So you have to continually stay in his will, understanding that everything that's happening is all for the glory of God. It's all for the kingdom of God. And the enemy, he's so crafty and cunning, the Bible says. It says even the most elite will fall in the last days. We see right now, I mean, you can turn on the news right now, and you're seeing all this devastation that's happening all across the world, all this stuff that's going on. if you really stop and look at history, nothing is new. All this stuff has been going on for many, many years. And again, that's a tactic of the enemy to get us distracted, because if we'll become fearful of what's going on in the world, then we cannot fulfill the destiny that God has placed on our life. We cannot fulfill the assignments that God has given to us, because we're distracted by what we see and what we hear. You see, the devil, he doesn't care who you are. He's attacking rich people. He's attacking black people, white, Hispanic, Latino. He don't care who you are. The enemy is attacking whomever he can. And so we've got to be mindful of that. He is a trickster. And don't get so caught up in the news and what's going on that we forget what we're supposed to be doing. That is so critical. Don't get so caught up watching the news every day and listening to all this stuff that's going on, who said what and who did what, that you are not working the plan that God has given you, that you're not doing the things that God has given you to do. Every day, God assigns certain things to us to do. Make sure that you're fulfilling the assignments that are given to you daily, and you're not distracted by what the president's saying, what the world is doing, but your focus, all of that is being used to totally distract us, to totally tempt us to say and do the wrong thing. And we've got to be so mindful of that, to only say and do what God tells us to say and do, to only become angry at what God tells us to be angry about, and not allow anything to waste our time, take away from our emotions, and cause us to just be crazy for no reason. I'm telling people, in this hour, if the news is vexing your spirit where you can't rest, you can't focus, you need to turn it off and not allow anybody to tell you what's going on right now, so that you can get your focus back, so you can get back in position and doing what God has called and created you to do. Because when all of this is over, we cannot stand before the Lord and say, well, Lord, I would have done that, but the president distracted me. The world events distracted me. We can't have any excuses, so we need to pull away and go back to the plan of God, go back to what he told each and every one of us to do, and sit back down with our plan and begin to work our plan the way God showed us. Be very careful who you're sharing within this hour, and that they don't get you off track and have you doing something that you're not supposed to be doing. You know, every December I spend time in the presence of God, and I'm asking him, what does he have for me to do for the following year? And then I do what he tells me to do. And I'm very careful when people come bringing me new ideas, because if God didn't speak that in the word to me in December, then I'm not going to run around in April and grab a hold to a whole lot of things and start doing things that God did not tell me to do. You got to be very careful and stay prayed up and be ready for these opportunities, because if you already prayed up, when an opportunity comes to you, you already know if it's from God. You already know if that opportunity was sent to you to build you up, to add to you, or if it was sent by the enemy to distract you from what God told you to do. And it's very important in this hour that we do everything that God has given us to do, that we do the training, we write the books, we encourage the people, whatever it is that God has told us to do on a daily basis, that we complete that assignment. So we lay down at night, we know it is finished. Every task that was given to us has been finished. But when we allow these different things to come in and distract us, you know, somebody can even call you to say hello, and that's a distraction. You don't need to talk to that person at that very moment. So we have to be so in tune to God and really like, Lord, am I supposed to be a part of this? Am I supposed to pick my phone up right now? Am I supposed to be doing this? So in tune with God that we will know what's coming to us and what's for us and what's really against us. So many times we waste a lot of time being connected to people, places, and things that God does not want us to be connected to. And again, it distracts us. It takes our energy away. Have you ever spent time with a person and when they walk away, you are so exhausted, you need a nap? That person just drained you completely. And we have to be so careful of that in this hour, that we're not allowing the wrong things, the wrong people to connect to us and to drain us, You know, sometimes I've talked to people that I knew that I wasn't supposed to have a conversation with them, and I had it with them anyway, trying to be helpful and kind. And when they walk away, I'm so discouraged, and I'm so tired, and sometimes I'm so angry. You know, how did I not see that set up? And so we have to not be so nice that we miss God. I can't be so nice that I'm not doing what God told me to do, and as a result, I'm being drained, I'm being manipulated, I'm being taken advantage of. We have to be careful in making sure that we are spending time with God on a daily basis, that we're giving him that time. I know we all have a lot of things to do. We all have a lot of responsibilities, but our first responsibility is to God and to be filled up by God and to allow him to pour into us so that when we go out to do these things, we're going in the light of God, that we're letting him use us, that we're allowing him to operate through us. But if I don't spend time in his presence, and I'm not listening to his voice, then I'm not doing what he's called me to do. So I have to be very careful. You know, we have to say what God tells us to say, do what he tells us to do, and go where he tells us to go so that we can be part of building up the kingdom of God. And it's so important that we not abort our assignments, that we finish every assignment that God has given us. You know, so many times, We get an assignment from God, and it's, sometimes it can be a little overwhelming because we're not quite sure how to do that thing. We're not quite sure how to even get it started. And that's where praying really comes in, and sitting in with God with your notebook and, Lord, how is it that you want me to do this? I'm not going to do this the way I want to do it. I'm going to do it the way you want me to do it, because God strategically, he places at the right place at the right time for his glory. And some things are seasonal, and some things are forever, but there's some things that's just seasonal. And we have to understand when it's a seasonal assignment and when it's a lifelong assignment. Those two different assignments, and we have to understand that, because some things are seasonal. God says, I just want you to do it for a moment, and then I'm going to take you and put you somewhere else to do something else even greater for me. And we have to know when our time is up and not hold on to things out of season. You know, it's kind of like wearing flip-flops and shorts in January when it's freezing outside. That's out of season. It's kind of like, you know, I work with women on their clothing. You know, just because you fine and got a cute shape, you know, some things you shouldn't wear when you over 50. It's just out of season. There are things that you shouldn't do out of season, and you'll always know when it's something you shouldn't be doing because it drains you. That's a sign from God, like, this isn't of me, because whatever I give you to do, you will be sustained to do it. You will have the energy, the ability, everything to do it, because I'm going to empower you to do it. But whenever you're doing something and it starts to drain you, it starts to bog you down, then you need to go back into the master's presence and talk to him, because you're out of line. You're doing something that you shouldn't be doing. And we can do great things, but God didn't tell us to do it. You can do something wonderful and awesome and great, but if God didn't tell you to do it, then he didn't tell you to do it. You've got to leave it alone and walk away from it. So I want everybody on the call today to be encouraged, and those that are going to listen later, be encouraged, because God Almighty loves you. He's protecting each and every one of us, and he's watching over us. Verse 11 says, then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. Understand that angels have been assigned to us. Everybody has angels assigned to them. Some of us wear our angels out, but we still have angels assigned to us. When all of that was over and Jesus stood his ground and he said what the Father put in him to say, then the angels came and took care of him and replenished him, because, you know, he at that point, he was like, I gave you everything God gave me. Now I need to be filled back up. And the angels came and filled him back up. So I pray that God will bless each and every one of you, that God will truly reveal himself to each and every one of you all in the next 30 days, that God will take you to a place you never even imagined, that God will bless you beyond your imagination, that God will do some things for you that you've asked him a long time ago to do and you forgot about it because you didn't see it happen. I pray that those things will be done for you in Jesus' mighty and powerful name. Amen. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you, Dr. Thomasine. I'll be calling you back for our benediction. But first, let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this amazing woman of God, Dr. Thomasine. Lord, we ask you right now just to continue to be a hedge of protection, Lord. Pour the virtue back into her that she has poured out to us, O Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you that she was thought it not robbery to join us here this morning. Father, we ask you right now to be with the Trinity plus one team, O Heavenly Father. You know that they are going through a loss. Father, be just be their peace that passes all understanding. And Lord, just be with the Drain family as they continue to mourn the loss of their loved one, Lucinda. Father, we ask that you continue to just keep them in your perfect peace. Father, be a hedge of protection around them. Give them your peace, which passes all understanding. Lord, we ask that you continue to be with Dr. P.K. Roberts and her husband, Dr. Pat Nolan. And we ask right now that you just continue to lead and guide them as they continue to plant the seeds that you have given them in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Lord, we continue to thank you for Dr. Vanessa and to ask you to keep Mother Josie. Lord, you know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we are standing in agreement, Lord, that you will do the exceeding and the abundant according to the power that worketh in them, Lord. So, Lord, we just want to thank you for allowing us to come here this morning and hear a word for such a time as this. We want to continue to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Don't forget that immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. And that call is hosted by a group of dynamic leaders. And today is Awareness Wednesday. And the topic is diverticulitis. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Get ready for the Artist Life Regional Conference, July 6th through the 8th, which is just a couple of days away, at the Houston Hobby Airport Marriott. That's the Hobby Airport. Don't get it confused. And on Sunday, Minister Edith Bird will be coming forth with an anointed word to bless the socks off of those who will be attending. If you want to listen to today's playback, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. We are so glad that each and every one of you have joined us here on the Master's Call this morning, and we look forward to hearing you again tomorrow morning. Dr. Thomasine, can you please come back and give us our benediction?
Amen, amen, amen. There are some folks that God has told to bless you, and they haven't done it, but God said he's going to do it anyway. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. God bless you. Thank you.